Good morning. This is Case, and today we are reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 40. Now, today is Boxing Day, and yesterday we celebrated Christmas. But let's read this passage and then see what it has to say, especially about this time of Christmas. We've just had a story of the shepherds, and we continue after that. It's verse 21, Luke 2, verse 21. And at the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is set in the law of the Lord. A pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And the sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived her life with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping and fasting and praying night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. I find this such an encouraging passage. We just yesterday looked at the story of the shepherds. And I don't know about you, but if I had been one of the shepherds, I could have lived for years and years in that experience and say to others, do you remember that night when the angels appeared? That night when we saw the little baby who was proclaimed to be the Messiah? And so often I think we're more like the shepherds than we should be. In that sense of we live of experiences of the past rather than living in the hope of the future. But in this chapter here today, we have got Simeon and we've got Anna, and they're exactly the other way around. They have lived their lives in the hope that the promise that God has given will be fulfilled, and they will see it fulfilled. And today in this scripture, they see that promise fulfilled, and they glorify and worship and praise God and tell everybody about their experience, because they know that their hope was in something true and real, not just some fake hope, but something solid, something sure. And if we can live in the hope that is set before us, the hope of eternal life, and let that be the guiding light in our lives rather than sometimes the experiences we look back on, then what a difference we could make. And I want to encourage you today to look forward and to get hold of that hope that is set before you, and let your life be inspired and driven and steered and focused by that hope. that hope that is there set before us, as sure as anything else. Let's pray. Father, we want to be people of hope, people who have reason to look forward, to know that you are going to do things, whether we're looking forward to the revival that's going to come, whether we're going to looking forward to the changes that you're going to make in our society, whether we look forward to the day that you come back and restore this earth and let earth and heaven truly become one. Lord, whatever we look forward to, there are promises that are there before us, and we want to grasp hold of them and let them drive our lives. Lord, just set that hope before us as a flame that we can focus on, as something that is impossible to ignore, and it just shines through our lives, because that is who we are. We are people who look forward with certainty to the things that you are going to do. Thank you, Lord. Amen.